right, sir. Here we go there. What are they going to give for them? I have a $600 down here now, 10 and now, 25 and now, 35 and now, 50 and now, 60, will you give me 60 and now, 75, 75, another $85 on the bottom there. There was a boy in Arkansas who was...
How long has it been since you've heard this?
She told him he should go to school.
It's 8:20 in the morning at KPM 860. Yeah, we're digging deep to find the bumper songs today. We're talking auctions here. We're talking about the condo auction over the weekend. Patrick Clark is with us, financial leader for Realty Trust. Hey, Patrick, how are you?
Good morning, Bob. Very well, thanks.
Interesting auction over the weekend. 47 units in that big condo tower in the South Waterfront, the John Ross Tower. Deep discounts over there. Talk about that. What kind of things did people get, and how much did they pay for them?
47 winning bidders were able to purchase homes at a discount of roughly 50% off the original list prices. So pretty steep discounts. So folks were able to enjoy homes priced from about $160,000, and our most expensive home sold was $850,000 for 3,500 square feet. And this place is well over 90% sold, so we have about 25 homes left to sell left in the building.
All right. So what kind of a loss is there being taken on this thing?
I wouldn't describe it as a loss. The project owner and investor in the building decided to accept where the market was. We've been selling the building for a number of years now, and accept that they'd like to sell the homes within this year. So they've accepted where the market was. They've met the market.
All right. What kind of accoutrement do these have? Like, let's say the penthouse. What's up there?
Well, besides having a 180-degree view towards the city, the mountain, the river, the West Hills, you've got three bedrooms, a den, a very large kitchen, and four parking stalls, which is pretty unique.
How many square feet?
3,500 square feet.
So, wow.
Half floor unit, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say. So someone was talking earlier about the 19th, the cheapest one, the least expensive one, we'll do it that way, was on the 19th floor. What kind of a view do you have on the 19th floor?
Well, let's take a look at that here. That home, the least expensive home, was 640 square feet. You're looking towards southwest Portland. Might have a glimpse of the river on that. But for $161,000, that's what somebody paid, and that's well off the original list price, of course, $286,000 for that home.
What kind of turnout did you have yesterday, and with those last two dozen or so condos, are you going to have another auction?
No, we saw 4,000 people through in the last month through the building. We had more than 300 registered bidders, and that resulted in almost 700 people attending day of auction. The registered bidders will be their friends and family or their real estate broker. We had tremendous sales leading up to the auction, averaging about 7 per month. We expect we'll re-engage the market in a couple of weeks selling homes and sell through the balance of the homes within this year.
What do you think the future holds for South Waterfront?
It's all going to be market-driven. Clearly, there was a run-up, having been involved in the project since for the past 7-plus years. There was a run-up for a number of buildings being constructed at the height of the market. The key driver to the district, quite frankly, is Oregon Health Sciences University. They are going to continue to drive employment and future growth for the South Waterfront, and eventually there will be a recovery. So those empty lots down there will be built, but the timing of which is anyone's guess.
Do you have any figures on, or do you know how many doctors and medical personnel live down there?
Great question. Early on, and even up to, through today, most of the doctors and medical personnel living down there are renting, either in some of the condominium buildings or in the rental projects down there. We had not seen a larger percentage of people purchasing from OHSU at this stage, and that's for any number of reasons.
Which unit had the most furious bidding?
I personally was in the room processing all the contracts. I wasn't in the auction room. But early on, we had the most interest was centered in terms of the people who had registered and indicated their preferences on the penthouse home, the half-floor unit, which ended up selling for about $850,000.
One real quick one, Patrick, before we go. In order to purchase these things, did you have to, is it cash only, or did you have to get pre-qualified with a bank, or how'd that work?
Yeah, great question. You had to be, you had to register for the auction. You had to be pre-approved with one of the two lenders. And if you were paying cash, you had to be show evidence of cash. And roughly half of the winning bidders indicated that they will be paying cash, but, of course, some people end up financing at the end.
Right.
But we're pretty pleased with the results, and definitely puts us on a pathway to sell out the building in the remainder of this year.
Good enough. Patrick, thank you much.
All right, thanks a lot.
Patrick Clark, financial leader for Realty Trust, the waterfront John Ross Tower condos. They've got some tenants now, 825 KPAM 860.